Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, the 30th day of August, 2010. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us coming up in the last hour to talk about a host of issues. In fact, here's just some of the reports we've got up there. Government think tank calls for infiltrating conspiracy theory websites. Now, this is the British government. It's already going on, but this is in the London Independent today, how they're infiltrating to make anybody that criticizes the government look ridiculous. And also to, quote, promote trust in the government, because trust in government is imploding. That's what these leaked government documents out of England show. And, of course, it's the mirror image of Cass Sunstein in the White House here doing the same thing as well, saying they want to work towards shutting down the free web, but in the time being, they need to get in there and get us all infighting with each other, but also trusting the system. So we'll be reporting on that. Also, another report up on PrisonPlanet.com from Public Intelligence. Kurt Nemo is doing his own report on this. DOJ demonizes constitutionalists as extremist criminals. And remember, a year and a half ago, we were sent by law enforcement the Homeland Security and MIAC reports saying gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans are what Homeland Security is really for. This is a public document expanding that demonization. If you're against the cancer of big corrupt government run by the globalist, you are a criminal. You are an extremist. You must be dealt with. I mean, if you don't want to just hand over control of your life to this system, you're the enemy. Meanwhile, the global engineers are also not just controlling the false left, they're controlling the false right, and they're building up these conservative icons that as soon as Republicans get into power in the next two election cycles, this year and then 2 years after that, you're going to see expansions of torture, expansions of secret arresting, expansions of the entire control grid. Just as Obama claimed he was going to end all that, and as soon as he got in, it raced forward. Because as soon as they get fresh birdcage liner in there, the people are so distracted by the pretty new birdcage liner, they're not looking at the globalist bird in the perch soiling it. And so we get sick of George W., they give us Barack Obama, new birdcage liner. Now we're getting sick of him. Man, Sarah Palin or Mitt Romney or General Petraeus or top globalist promoting carbon taxes, Newt Gingrich, he is going to look really great. And they insert him in, and then the whole Glenn Beckian situation will be discredited. But they won't care. They'll just sit back and wait for the liberals to come back in. And the cycle goes on over and over and over again. So we've got to have a discussion here about how do we end this cycle. We're going to be discussing that today as well. In the health section, it's incredible news. Climate and energy, the economy, police state, Israel, Iran, Middle East, war on terror. I've got all these stacks over here we will be covering. We've got, of course, what Glenn Beck's been up to. Obviously, I'm going to speak about it this weekend. Every time I tuned into talk radio or read the newspaper or turned on television briefly, that's all I heard about was Glenn Beck. They are really building him up as our messianic leader across the political spectrum. That's how they hope to control this huge grassroots awakening that Ron Paul, myself, you, the listeners and viewers, really spurred. They are really pulling all the stops to fully co-opt it with the Roger Ailes / Fox News Corps operation. But that's why we are strategically pointing out the truth of what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen, so that people will be able to clearly navigate the propaganda minefield we're all in. There's also been some amazing news dealing with the First Amendment. It's all coming up after this quick break. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 30th day of August 2010. And I'm going to go ahead and plunge straight into the news. Dealing with the economy, with health care, with the deteriorating border and globalism, and so many other important issues. In fact, here's just one of the stacks of news that I have here in front of me. This is out of the Houston Chronicle. 5 days after there were reports all over South Texas of systemic election fraud in Harris County, and calls to investigate the electronic voting machines, the voting records, the warehouse containing them went up into complete flames, completely destroyed, everything collapsed, and of course the fire alarms did not work. Officials scramble after fire destroys voting machines. Harris County clerk is urging public to cast ballots early. And this just happened a few days after the headlines ran, voter fraud in Harris County. Harris County officials are bringing allegations of major voter registration fraud against a Houston nonprofit. But it doesn't matter because all of it has now been conveniently destroyed. You know, you see this all over the country. The only establishment types that have been winning are in states where there's clearly been fraud. There's a long history of election fraud in Arizona. It came out that Pat Buchanan won in many counties during one of his presidential runs in Arizona, but he was shown to almost getting, you know, just a few percentage points. And it's the same thing. J.D. Hayworth in every major poll was neck and neck or had been a few points ahead of John McCain. But he lost by double digits. Lost by double digits. And we've seen this. I personally caught election fraud in 1998 and 2000. I went before the election commission at the state and county level, and they admitted that we had found the, quote, giant errors, but that it was all a big mistake by the county election officials. And you'd have different members of the county commissioners, like Karen Sunlightner and others, who'd be losing by many points, and then suddenly she collapsed crying, and her good friend Dana Dubois, the head election official, came and hugged her and comforted her in the bathroom. They're good friends, and magically she won there at the end of the evening. You know, just things like that, and it just goes on and on. I mean, I've learned that you go to bed at 2 in the morning watching a local election, and the Patriot candidate's 10 points ahead, and you'll wake up and they lose by 20. Yeah, it's just how America works. I mean, hell, if the government's going to put sodium fluoride in your water and going to take your pension funds and use depleted uranium all over the planet knowing it's going to give you cancer, and they've committed so many other crimes, they're going to shoot your kids up full of mercury-filled vaccines that brain damage them. If they're going to take your baby's blood secretly at birth in a secret world government program in the last 38 years, now declassified, why not? I mean, the sky is the limit here. So we'll be covering more of that today. And I just want to make a small side note on this, and then I'm going to get into the major bulk of the news today. About 3 weeks ago, I happened to tune into Rush Limbaugh, and we read the transcript here on air. I went to his website and got it. And he said basically that there is a blue blood group that runs America, and they want to destroy the free market, and they want to destroy the family, and they want to destroy the middle class. Of course, that's all stated in government textbooks. It's Limbaugh didn't just discover this. He's known this for a long time. And that the Republicans and Democrats are controlled by them. Well, then this weekend I happened to tune in to one of his broadcasts from the week that was re-airing, and he was talking about the kook detector. If Trilateralist is going west at one speed and the Council on Foreign Relations is going east at another speed, how long does it take them to conquer the world? And he was making jokes about Fidel Castro coming out and talking about the Bilderberg Group. And that shows you how important the Bilderberg Group is, that Glenn Beck makes jokes about the Bilderberg Group. Limbaugh does it. This is a group openly bragging that they helped establish the framework for world government. Etienne Davignon, the Viscount, the head of it, has given BBC interviews. He's given major interviews to newspapers in Europe. We've covered it. It's in several of my latest films. And then their response is just to laugh it off. Look, it's not funny that the IMF has officially come out with its new global currency that will be financed off of U.S. taxpayer funds through carbon taxes that regulate and control every facet of our life. That's been public now for the last year. They've even given it a name, the Bancor, Global Digital Currency. You'll still have your national currency. It'll just be set and denominated by this global unelected group. I mean, that's at the Davos, Switzerland meetings. That's in the British parliamentary meetings. That's in the Financial Times. It's everywhere. And I've got to hear this guy sit up there and make jokes about it. Look, I told you, Ron Paul told you, countless others told you that we're going into a depression, that it's an engineered depression, that they're going to use the Homeland Security grid against conservatives and libertarians and gun owners and landowners. Now, I knew this more than a decade ago. Bill Clinton actually set up Homeland Security. The first references to it are in 1993. The threat fusion centers. All of this is designed for true Americans, people that believe in the Declaration of Independence, believe in the Constitution, believe in the Bill of Rights. And it's ridiculous. It is admitted that a world government has been founded. It is admitted that it is founded for the express purpose of setting up a world dictatorship as a means to an end to carry out forced eugenics. And I'm hearing more and more of this schizophrenic talk out of Limbaugh and out of Glenn Beck. And it's a double game is what it is. Beck admits there's a world government, but then makes fun of you if you talk about one of the most powerful groups involved. One of the bona fide organizations that literally tapped Obama to be president. We were there at the meeting. We knew where to be. Protesting, pointing out Obama was in there. Years later, it came out he was. We've been right about it all. And so we woke up the American people. The American people woke up others. And we're now the majority. And the system is sending in Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and all these other people to gatekeep and to control the population and to keep us on the reservation. So that we'll go out and to make sure at the critical time they can attack Ron Paul and make sure he doesn't get elected, make sure it's a Mitt Romney or a Sarah Palin or a Newt Gingrich. It's just that simple. And so now, more and more, they will tell you about 90% of the truth. But then Glenn Beck will get up and say, oh, the MIAC report, the Homeland Security report. Well, it talks about dangerous groups. And he'll say, I agree with that. I disagree with this. I agree with that. And kind of, well, this is kind of a good law enforcement report. But see, I already knew about those reports before one of the latest ones we broke last year got so much attention. I already had gotten the reports in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. I'd gotten them from Louisiana and Arizona and Maryland and Texas over and over again, saying the exact same stuff that was in there, predating 9/11. That's how I knew that the whole focus was for the American people, not guys wearing turbans that live in Central Asia who've been on the CIA bandwagon since their inception. And so when I would see Glenn Beck go to the White House in 2008 and 2009, and admittedly get marching orders from Karl Rove and George W. Bush and support torture and the Patriot Act and secret arrest and say you were a liberal commie if you were against it, and then I would see him demonize militias and Ron Paul supporters and say they want to bomb buildings and the army needs to be used against them. I'd already read all the Homeland Security reports. I knew Glenn Beck was reading a teleprompter that had that information put on it. It was a script, and I was horrified. And I'm going to be honest with you. I get such a bad feeling when I look at Glenn Beck. He is so evil that I become sick. It's like being in a room with a demon. So I don't listen, I don't watch, and I've been wrong. Okay, it's hard for me to look at him, just like it's hard for me to look at Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. I can read transcripts of what they say, but to look at them, it really upsets me, folks. Because they're so plastic, they're so funny, they enjoy conning you. And I've left Beck alone lately and just said, look, I'm not going to attack him, I'm not going to talk about him. But he's doing so much good now, but I know he's Judas Iscariot. I know he's Benedict Arnold. I know who he is in my bones, in my gut. But I don't just go off that. I've seen him. The guy reads off a script. Word for word, at key points, he's there to sabotage. And he's there to make the liberty movement look bad at the end of the day. And I'm not just somebody that just judges people. I've watched him. I've studied him. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is so smart. He knows this world government's real. He knows it's now for years been all over the news as they push it and try to sell the public on it. And he still sits there to his audience and lies to them. And Glenn Beck does it. And they're mercenaries. They think it's tough and cool that they're heartless and lying to their listeners and betraying them. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Folks, I don't want to spend all day on Glenn Beck. It's just that I tuned in to NPR. I tuned in to MSNBC, Fox, on XM Radio. But I'd be going to the store and things this weekend. I turned the television on for 5 minutes. Every show I've listened to, all they've talked about is Glenn Beck. And, again, it's very sophisticated propaganda. Of course it's reasonable for Glenn Beck to have a rally at the Lincoln Memorial. And I think it's great that he had the niece of Martin Luther King there, who's a conservative black lady and who's against abortion. You know, over half the black folks in this country aren't born. They're killed in the womb. I mean, that is truly the message that needs to be gotten out. that the fake liberal establishment wants to carry out eugenics and basically exterminate black people. And when I spot check Beck when he's on in the break room or something here at the office, I see a lot I like. I see a lot that I appreciate. But then my instinct tells me, Alex, this guy's bad news. And then I remember, yeah, he said that, oh, Ron Paul's got something called a money bomb. That means that they want to blow things up. We need to use the army against them. And we've got to worry about these domestic groups. And you know, he's done so many things like that, so many creepy, multi-faced things. I mean, take his new book, The Overton Window. That's a number one New York Times bestseller. And you'd think I'd be flattered that you know, there's this character, Mr. Bailey, who's a patriot, you know, YouTube-type star, who discovers that the government's staging terror attacks and sacrifices himself to stop the government nuking L.A. to bring in martial law. But it's creepy. Now, we broke the Mayak report. We're exposing government-sponsored terror. Clearly, I'm the hero of the book or an archetype of myself. It's just creepy that Beck says this book is faction. It's real things or real things going on put in fiction. Then you read it, and it's everything he denies. The U.S. government staging terror attacks with offshore globalists. They want to destroy America from within by design. The big banks are behind it. Basically, everything that's true, put in fiction, faction. And then at the end of the book, Beck says, by the way, none of this is true. There's no world government. The government's not staging terror attacks. This is kooky. Yeah, this book's got FEMA camps in it, but they're not real. I mean, why didn't he write a nonfiction book and then say, you know, this is what's really going on? Why? It's so sick. It everything with him. I mean, I want to save this country. I have no future. You have no future. Our children have no future if we don't turn things around. And if Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck would come out all the way and tell it like it is and really expose both parties. Oh, they claim both parties are bad, but it's lip service. It's lip service. They're run by the big Republican establishment. If you think you're going to get real change from that, I got a bridge I'm wanting to sell you on the moon. Just like with Obama. I started making the Obama deception the day he was elected. And it was released about a month and a half after he was in office. And that film has been seen more than 30 million times for free online. And it's really caused a political sea change out there. And people watch it, and they go, how did this guy make this film? Everything he said came true. Because I knew who Obama's advisors were. I knew who his financial supporters were. And I know how the globalists operate. And now here I am seeing national polls where voters, the vast majority, almost 70%, trust Republicans, almost 2-1, over Democrats, just like they trusted Democrats close to 2-1 right before Obama got in. And I don't want to relive this Groundhog Day again. I don't want to go through this again. We don't have time. We're in deep trouble. We're in a depression. That's now being admitted. The very same banks that orchestrated it got more power through the banker bailout and through the financial overhaul. And again, I had to watch Glenn Beck say, we've got to support the banker bailout. It's not big enough. Always at the key point, he stabs you in the back. We don't have time to hate Obama so much that we think we win with a bunch of establishment Republicans, and then 3-4 years later we figure out they've cheated us and we think we win with the next Obama. No! Chuck Baldwin said it best. We don't need a new movement. We need a revolution. A peaceful revolution. But we need to get really serious. And if you think Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin are going to lead us out of this, you're...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk. Because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have open phones in the next hour, interspersed with news. And Paul Joseph Watson, on some really important subjects, is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. You know, here's an issue that I want to hear from Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck on. Finland suspends flu shots after vaccine linked with neurological disorders. India halts vaccine program after four deaths of children. They died instantly after being injected, within minutes. Meanwhile, they're back pushing it again. England suspends the shot in under five-year-olds with tenfold increase in seizures. You know, we're right about that again. We were right about the autoimmune diseases, the brain inflammation, the blood running out of babies' noses. You know, I have shied away from really going after Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. And I've tried to support them and praise them when I've seen good out of them. And I feel dirty every time I do it. You know why I try to support them? At a conscious level, I don't like infighters. I don't like people that critique other talk show hosts and spend all their time going after people. If you've noticed, you hardly ever hear that from me. Very rarely. But I spent a lot of time this weekend, because Glenn Beck was so much in the news, it focused, it forced me to focus and to really remember why I have such a bad feeling about Glenn Beck. And I wrote an entire booklet of notes over the weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh, I had an epiphany. I had an epiphany. And I thought about this last year. I didn't do it because I guess at a spiritual level, it is painful to investigate Glenn Beck. He's like a little pig demon, a little piggy monster. And I'd rather, at a conscious level, just rationalize and go, well, he's opening up a lot of doors. He's getting people to admit there's globalism and that the globalists want to destroy the family. And, you know, he's doing a lot of good. Yeah, but he's still promoting wars. He's not telling you how the big mega banks control the communist and the progressives, as he calls them. He's not telling you about the vaccines. He's not giving people the real answers. He's not going all the way. And I'm glad that I thought about Glenn Beck quite a bit and then happened to tune in and heard Limbaugh, because you don't know how much I want to believe in Limbaugh, how much I want to believe he's really woken up. You know, when he's talking about secret elites and blue bloods that want to destroy America, and I get on air and I praise him, yeah. I want to turn the corner. I want to win. I want to beat this thing, because I realize how monstrous these globalists are. I realize they're a pack of killers. They're not just corrupt good old boys that want to dominate society. They want to bankrupt things. They want to break down the borders. They want to truly re-engineer this society and have massive purges of patriots. They're training for it. And I know that when George Bush was in office, Glenn Beck was reading off of ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center scripts, every single day, and attacking Ron Paul. So I was forced to go after him at the time. Even though I was told through the grapevine, if you attack Glenn Beck, we're going to make sure that you don't get interviewed on these big Clear Channel owned radio shows, or we're going to make sure it's cut back to nothing. And I was, you know, told this. And of course, it's off record, so I don't break my journalistic integrity. And then I was told that Glenn Beck has five people listening to the show every day, writing notes. And when I was told this by two separate high level Fox News individuals, I'll just leave it at that. One of them's a household name, the other is an executive. When I was told this, it kind of creeped me out, and I didn't know what to do about it, and I just kind of backed off Glenn Beck. Just so I could try to figure out what was going on. I mean, I was still criticizing him, but I kind of went into a cogitative format of Glenn Beck has five people listening to every word I say, writing notes. They're sitting in a war room right now. Glenn Beck is obsessed with me and tells everyone, don't go on his show or I won't have you on my show, and has network executives from radio put pressure on other hosts not to have me on. I mean, you know how creepy it is to have three reports last week put out on me saying I'm the number one enemy of the Southern Poverty Law Center? You know what it's like to have the ADL say I'm the number one enemy? You know what? Number one. They say I'm the number one evil out there. Do you know what it's like to have, when cops are killed in Pittsburgh, within 2 hours to have the media saying it's my fault? And I got a bunch of news, and I want to get into it and talk about it and cover it. It's just I've got so many thoughts, so many points, because this has to deal with everything I stand for. I mean, I'm trying to wake people up, and I wake folks up to the New World Order at record levels, going back 5-6 years ago when we really started reaching millions a day, not just millions a month or a week, and to see all of my semantical terms taken and repackaged and used as a weapon angers me. When I would attack Bush, it would be co-opted and twisted by the controlled left and would end up serving the Democratic Party. And now everything I do to an even greater level is taken and repackaged and used to attack Obama. And I could see the media setting him up for destruction. I said this would happen in the Obama deception, getting ready to put all the blame on him. And then he moves off the stage and the new puppet comes on, who then is built up as the savior and then destroyed. And the cycle goes on over and over again. Put it to you this way. It is not a good feeling to have all of these really powerful organizations obsessed with what I do, tracking everything I do, attacking me from every angle. A lot of people would get on a power trip and would go crazy with megalomania. We've seen a lot of people do that, or they go crazy from the stress. Instead of that, it's really the opposite. I feel my soul growing and my understanding growing and my knowledge growing and my wisdom growing. But then I also can see what I'm doing on air and can analyze what I'm saying and doing on air and critique it to myself. And then I don't even feel worthy to be here. But then I look at the other people that the system has put up there as counterfeits of patriots, of Ron Paul, of myself, and of the archetype of freedom that all of us represent who are on the side of good. And it's just very frustrating. It is frustrating to have all this news in front of me. It's frustrating to have everything we've talked about confirmed in triplicate, because we don't see the awakening happening fast enough, and we see these clearly transparent bad guys on both sides of the controlled political spectrum, like a Don King fight. We know Don King owns both fighters. We know it's a rigged game. And everything we've talked about has come true. And still, we then see people that we woke up to Bush being conned by Obama. And now people we're waking up to Obama are falling under the spell of Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin and Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. I guess it's really this at the end of the day. I don't relish being well known. I don't relish everything that comes with it. I just want to get these people out of my life. And I realize that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. And Glenn Beck is such a sophisticated, multifaceted, multi-layered psyop that I really, at the end of the day, realize the reason that I've only sporadically spoken out against him is because I can't just come on air and expose a few facets of what Glenn Beck represents, because if I do that, and if I don't do it properly, his psyop is designed by the Pentagon and the psych warfare chiefs to where it will only empower him. And at the same time, the vibe I get off of Beck is a tortured, very unhappy soul who all he has is competitiveness and dominating those around him. And it's painful to look into his soul. It's painful to turn my intellect on him and really analyze what he is, because it's so horrible. And I shirk responsibility at a subconscious level. I've been working for 2 years on a eugenics film that covers the total master plan of the globalist. And I put it off again with my crew until early next year, because we've done over 20 interviews around the country. Just the plane tickets and hotels are 80 plus grand. And for us, that's a lot of money. We're way over budget, and I just can't release it because it's not ready. I learn more every day. We get more Rockefeller Foundation documents that are public about how they're poisoning the food and water and the vaccines. And I think about all the kids that are hurting. Every time I look at my children, they're so innocent and good. I started crying this morning. So I think about these murderers and how much fun they have trying to hurt little ones. I think about all the children I can't protect. And then I think to myself, if I make a Glenn Beck deception, it's got to be really researched. And I've got all the research, and it's got to be powerful. It's got to really show people what I know about him, so that when he betrays them to a greater extent, they will recognize Judas Iscariot, so that he can then be used for good to complete the awakening. Clinton took us so far, Bush Sr., before that, Bush Jr., Obama. But I believe by doing an expose on the controlled Republican Party and the controlled right wing in this country, that the circle will be complete. So I'm suspending all other filmmaking. I'm committing now. You have my promise that before Christmas, I will release the Glenn Beck deception. You have my word on this. Unless I get killed or have a car wreck or have family issues, unforeseen crises, that I will complete and deliver to you the Glenn Beck deception. And so we will have the Obama deception to expose the phony left and who finances it. We will have the Obama deception, and I will show you that they are funded by the exact same interest. See, that's where I've got Glenn Beck. I know he's funded by the same people that run Obama. I know he reads off teleprompters written by the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. I know he's in the Pentagon hip pocket. He's even bragged about it. I know who he is, and I know what he's being positioned for. And so I'm going all in against the right-wing establishment. Just like when they were raising Obama up as the messianic Christ to save Earth, and putting him on jewelry and coins and plates and, you know, saying he was like Jesus on the news. Remember that? I said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. He will be built up to ram through the banking takeover, the healthcare takeover, and to keep the wars going. Then he will be destroyed to bring in what will probably be the final right-wing fake coup. Everything's converging where they may let Obama do it with a staged nuke attack. Probably not, though. It's going to be the right-wing messianic leader. And America is going to hate Obama so much by the time he's done with his role that Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, and others are going to be godlike. They are going to take on the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They're going to take on the anti-eugenics mantle. They're already starting now. I mean, you see it. A guest is on here. A month later, they're on their show. I cover eugenics. I cover a book. It's on Beck's show a week later. But with his spin, that it's, oh, some little low-level progressives that are doing this. No, this is scientifically funded. And so I'm going to expose Glenn Beck. But through that, I'm going to complete the expose of the left-right paradigm and show people how they're controlled. And I have to do this. I mean, I've come to the realization I can't let all my work and all of my blood, sweat, and tears, and literally pouring my guts, my soul, into this. I can't have them, like the giant, grab me up and say, be he live or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. I can't be ground up and put in this loaf of poison bread that Glenn Beck and Fox News are going to sell everybody. Remember under Bush, the derivatives, the banking scams, the torture, the wars, the Patriot Act, all of it was built for you, the American people. And now they're going to come to power. See, now we've defeated Obama as their vessel. Now we've got to switch our targeting guns in the info war over against the neocons that want to hijack the Tea Party that Ron Paul created. We'll be right back.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
Okay, I'm done talking about Glenn Beck, but that's all anybody's talking about. And so it was a stunt to go to the Lincoln Memorial on the day of Martin Luther King, and I think it was a brilliant stunt. I mean, that's what the Democrats and the liberals do. The problem is we know Beck is handled by the Republican Party. The Republican Party a year and a half ago saw the fact that all over the country they were being booed at town hall meetings. And so they teamed up with the liberal media to come out and say the Tea Parties are right wing. And the controlled left went along with that hoax. The Republicans tried to co-opt the Tea Party. To a great extent, they did, so that the revolution against tyranny is now controlled by one of the two parties that's bought and paid for by the very same special interest. It's that simple. It's that simple. And it also makes the movement about presidents and about Washington instead of taking our counties, our cities, and our states back. This is what we need to do. This is what we need to do now. It is so vitally important. And all I'm saying is, I'm going to put out the Glenn Beck deception. I'm going to be criticized just like the Obama deception. And then people are going to see it a year or two later. And they're going to say, how did this guy know all this? Because I've studied these people. I've got their playbook. I understand it. I was called a communist when I didn't like George W. Bush. I'm called a right-wing extremist because I don't like Barack Obama. It's so elementary. These guys are puppets. These guys are front men. They give you different rhetoric, but they vote the same. And the system knew they were going to put Obama in. Here's the issue. The Republicans, you better not just get satisfied by them getting in office. You better repeal all the government health care, already bankrupting the nation. They better repeal the banker bailouts. They better repeal the expanded power for the Federal Reserve and audit it. They better get our troops out of all these countries. We're going bankrupt. But don't look for that unless you keep their feet to the fire. That's my main message. Just like I told Democrats, Obama, nothing but lobbyists he hired. Continuing the torture, continuing the banking bailouts. And now they're getting disillusioned, but who do they go vote for? Republicans? Well, you don't vote for establishment Republicans, but if you can find a constitutionalist, there are better candidates being fielded through the Republican Party and the Libertarian Party because they do, at least on paper, have more Americana views. But this is how the globalists manage it. The Republicans, they kind of play the part of establishment, and then the Democrats get in and take us down the road, and then Republicans get back in power and never repeal any of the tyranny. And Republicans launch the military tyranny. The Democrats launch all of their creeping socialism tyranny and expand military tyranny and expand domestic tyranny. And then Republicans get in and do the same things. They just do it for different reasons. I got 1 minute left in this hour. This special is really exciting a lot of people, and it's available at InfoWars.com for about another week and a half. And we're getting rid of the special. You can get five great films for $9.95. High quality, shrink-wrapped, hardcover DVDs with expanded extras. Terror Storm, History Government-Sponsored Terror, How We Won the West about the phony drug war, Fabled Enemies about 9/11 being an inside job, Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings, and American Dictators, $9.95. That's $90 off. $90 off at InfoWars.com for a limited time. Get them. Get them out to everybody you know. Got a bunch of other specials running as well. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.